bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, I've noticed my diction changes based on the radio station I'm on, right? I use much more Ebonics when I'm on The Truth than I do when I'm on our sister station, 620 WTMJ. I just noticed that. The slurring of words and stuff like that, the way it comes out. But I just find it interesting. Speech is fickle. You know what I'm saying? Speech is different. One of the things that I've noticed about it is that how we talk and listening to what people say is interesting to me, because we live in a world now where people get upset about what you say. People will lose their mind because they don't want you to say something when, in fact, you have every right to say whatever you want. People may not like it. People might get upset about it, but there's really not a lot you can do. And I've been victim of that here at 101.7 The Truth. Many times I get a lot of people that are fans that get upset with something I say. And they'll put in the talk and text 833-212-1017, or they'll jump in the YouTube chat at 1017thetruth.com and they'll tell me, well, you can't say that. And I always ask them, well, but why not? And usually it's a, well, that's not nice, or it might hurt somebody's feelings. And I said, so where do my feelings or what I think play a part? Am I to just shut up saying what I'm saying because somebody doesn't like it? Am I to not talk about something that I agree with or disagree with because somebody else doesn't like it?
We've ruined careers, lives, jobs, people because somebody said something we didn't like. But I was always taught that you have a right to say whatever it is you want to say, no matter how offensive, no matter how mean, no matter how jarring, because just like them, you have the same right. But for some reason, we have this, and I know I talked about it last week or so, but the conversation came back up because somebody didn't agree with somebody else. And then when someone else spoke up, they told them those same four words. You can't say that. And I thought, well, why can't they say that? Why can't somebody tell you something that you don't want to hear? Why can't somebody spout something that you don't want to hear? I've never understood that, because you have options. You could turn off social media. You can go play a game. You could watch a movie. There are so many other things you could do. And if it's in person, get up and leave. Like, it is literally your right. And if the other person is offended, that's their problem. The problem is, I think we agree too much, that there's not enough discussion, that there's not enough pushback so that we can get the best idea and the best innovative things happening. That's the problem with our city council. That's the problem with our state legislature. That's the problem with our federal government. We want everybody to follow along, everybody to play by the rules, everybody to vote in the same way. And that is just not how America was created. Use those things in America, in a country that you say wasn't built for you, wasn't created for you, and doesn't really hold you in any high esteem as a black person, use it to your advantage. There's so many other things in the world where you can win, that you're worried about something that one person said. The vitriol that happened when Charlie Kirk got killed. Why? The fact that they killed Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King because of what he said. Makes no sense. If you disagree, shut up and go about your business. If you disagree, shout it from the rooftops. But to harm another person, to take away their ability to work and live and grow and prosper and take care of their family, it's ridiculous. When did it become illegal or unethical or immoral to hear something you don't like? When did it become so ensconced? And I had the same thing when Obama was in office. I worked with people and it was like all they could talk is nonstop how the country is going to fall into a hole and everybody's going to die and he's going to ruin the economy and everything's going to happen. And I'm like, what is wrong with you that you wake up in the morning and all you think about is President Barack Obama? Like, is that your life? Well, I don't like something he said. Okay. Same thing with Donald Trump. You all just go out of your mind to the point where we'll talk about a different subject, and somehow you pull in Donald Trump and the fact that he's a felon, and it has absolutely nothing to do with it because you don't like hearing something that he said. It's to the point now, and I had this thought the other day, I don't remember if I said it, but I think politics has overtaken religion. That you would rather follow something politically than you would religiously. That you would think your Christianity, your belief in Islam, your being a Buddhist or whatever, would shape the way that you deal with people. Today, I see why America is not a quote-unquote Christian or religious nation anymore. You let politics take over your life. Politics has taken up space in your brain, whether you're liberal or conservative. And that's unfortunate because you continually hear what you don't like and you get mad. You keep saying you want to say what you want to say and you have a right to say what you want to say. Take this on for size. Always remember that hearing what you don't like being said by somebody you don't like, that is freedom of speech.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I don't know what's really going on today. It's been a really weird day today. Okay, that's a lot. It's been a really strange day. And I don't understand what's happening today. I mean, let me think of something light to talk about, because we had another homicide overnight, and I'm just kind of done by it. You know, I'm just kind of done. I have a question. And I don't know if you'll answer it, but if you will, 833-212-1017 is the number. Also, that and anything else that's on your mind. And I want to find somebody who attended the Truth Summit on Saturday. I want to find somebody so they can tell me how was it. You know, was it bad? Was it good? Something we should change? All that. I'm still mad at Kwanda because she wasn't there. I'm just saying. I'm still mad. Hey, what's up, Essie? How you doing? Sylvia, good afternoon. Willie, hey. Lucretia, good afternoon. So, I'm just putting it out there. If you have any comments or thoughts or statements about it, give me a call, 833-212-1017. So, I guess I should ask DJ Brother Z, because he's the closest person here. Nowadays, I'm almost afraid to ask people, what's the word? I don't want to use the word traditional because people get offended by the word traditional, which is kind of weird to me, but okay. But do you sit down for Thanksgiving dinner, like as a group, as family?
Not really, no.
Okay. Is there any reason why? Is it because it's just not habit, or is it not? Like, I remember... Even growing up, when I was growing up, we had to come to the dinner table to eat. Me, my two sisters, my mother. We had to come to the dinner table. Okay, come sit down and eat. Right? Come here. Sit down. Eat this. Eat that. Matter of fact, I'll have to show you on my arm. I still have the scars of the burn that I got when I reached across the table to get something. And my mother was putting... lima bean. People still eat lima beans. I think about the food that I ate when I was poor versus the food that I eat now. And some things I'd never go back to. Like my wife likes black-eyed peas. I have never in my entire life in the history of the world being alive, have I ever eaten black eyed peas? When I look at them, I go, ugh. And if I don't like how it looks, I'm not eating it. I've never tasted squid, any of those things. But I digress. So you're sitting at the table. Have you ever been with your family when it was a big family gathering? You do have family gatherings, right? Okay. And secrets come out. Like nobody's talking about what's going on and all of a sudden a family secret come out. Have you ever had that come out? And if you're bold enough, tell me what it was. I doubt it. What family secret has come out over dinner? You know, like you're sitting there and we're having Thanksgiving dinner and then the argument starts and why so-and-so got beef with so-and-so and then you find out, what? And then the secret's out. Have you ever had family secrets come out over the dinner table? Because you don't think Thanksgiving's coming up in what, 2 weeks? 1 week? 2 weeks? It's like every time Thanksgiving comes, it seems to be later and later and later in the month. Let me double check. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Yep, it's next week. So next week, y'all going to be, you know, building up. Building up and getting together at the dinner table. What kind of secrets have come out? Surprise! You know, like your brother. Your cousin ends up being your brother. Or your cousin ends up being your uncle. You know, stuff like that. Okay. 833-212-1017 is the number. Dimitri, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, Dr. Ken, how you doing? Good afternoon. Well, it's good evening to me, but good afternoon to you. How you doing?
Good, good.
I just wanted to chime in about the topic of freedom of speech. I love how you made the point about Barack Obama. Because, see, when he was president of the United States, just like Trump, he was. And even now, that man has lived rent-free inside of a lot of folks' heads. And they know who they are. I don't have to say. And I feel there's no such thing as freedom of speech. There isn't.
And so why do you say that?
Well, it's too easy. I mean, we live in a cancel culture. You forgot to bring that up, but that's okay. I knew what you were talking about, but we live in this cancel culture to the extreme. Like you can't say nothing, or even if it's online. I mean, how far is this going to go? You know, I mean, I'm not the type of person to go saying stuff to just offend people, but at the same time, we're supposed to have freedom of expression. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous to me. I mean, it's more like, the society we're in right now, like a 1984 by George Orwell.
Right.
We're living in that kind of society.
Yes,
yeah,
we
everything's
are.
Under control.
Yep.
Yes. Mind control. You know, you have to control what you say and even think, especially in this era of AI. I mean, it's to the point now. I wouldn't put it past anybody. Call me crazy. Say whatever you want. But with the technology we have now, I wouldn't be surprised to be able to read folks' minds and control them like that. You know, I'm just saying.
I hope that never happens.
You and me both. But no, there is no freedom of speech right now. You know, and like I said, with the advent of AI, that's just contributing to even more control and surveillance too. No, but
yeah.
What can you do?
Well, do you think that if we continue to lose control, let me ask the question. What kind of country do you think we'll become if we turn into where people have to give you permission to talk, permission to spend, permission to live?
Goodness. Jesus Christ. China, pick any type of communist country or country with communist ties or communist leans, like China, North Korea, especially Russia. That's what that's where we're headed, I think. If we don't, you know, shape up, or if, you know, the ones who are in power, the powers that be in this country, don't shape up and try to and realize, you know, what they're doing as far as censoring people. That's another thing, censoring and controlling people's speech, you know what I'm saying, in their minds. We're going to end up, like I said, like China, Russia, North Korea. So,
well, then how do you feel about New York being taken over by a socialist mayor? Seattle now just elected a socialist mayor. You know, when you read socialism and you realize you don't have to work for anything, New York is trying to get a tax. I'm sorry, California is trying to get a tax where they tax everybody who makes over a certain amount of money 5% of everything they own, whether it's cash or not. So let's say you have a house and your house is worth $300,000. You can't sell your house, but the fact that you own it and your house that you paid $120,000, and if you sell it, you get to keep that money after you sell it tax free. They say because it's part of your estate or ownership at the time, if you own that $300,000 house because it's worth $300,000 and everything else adds up to $1 million, we want you to give us 5%. So you got to give me $50,000.
5% of $1 million.
No. 5% of whatever your estimated net worth is, whether it's liquid or not.
Oh, I don't know. I would have to think that over carefully. I'm not sure.
Well, if you live in California, you get to you get to quite possibly live like that.
Well, it's a possibility. And then again, I mean, it's a possibility that that could happen here. In Milwaukee, as slow as Milwaukee is, I mean, we're already seeing it in New York City. And like you said, Seattle? No. California, not Seattle, California. I didn't mean to misquote you. And like I said, there's a chance that that can happen here in Milwaukee. So people better think that over carefully. This mayor up in New York who's a socialist and he's a Muslim too. I just wanted to clear that up too. I didn't want to offend anybody who's Muslim because you got different sects, different kinds of Muslims.
Does it matter that they're Muslim?
That depends because you got different kinds. You got Shiite Muslims. You got the Muslims
you
that follow.
Sunni, you got Shia.
Sunni, yeah, the ones that follow Minister Farrakhan. You know, my barber, he's a Muslim. So, you know, me and him, we cool as I don't know what. But if it's like one of the radical kind, I don't know. I don't know nothing. I don't know too much about this man. But I want to do my homework and research on him to find out. You see what I'm saying?
Do you feel the same way about Christians, those radical Christians?
Ooh, yes, I do. Because like I said, you have some a lot of good Christians who you know, follow their faith, their religion to a T, you know, I mean, just like you do Muslims, but you have Christians just like you do Muslims who use it for the wrong purposes. They take certain quotes or passages out of the Bible. And when they do things, they want to use those same quotes and passages, not only in the Bible, but in the Holy Quran to justify what they're doing. Those are the ones we need to be concerned about. Now, whether he's like that or not, I don't know. And I'm not going to stereotype him. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But getting back to the socialist part, that ain't going to work. That's not going to work.
Well, you know, we have a generation of kids, and I call them kids because they're, you know, 20, 30, 40 years younger than me. We have a generation of kids who strongly believe that they shouldn't have to work that hard, and that if other people have it, they should give it to them.
Oh, hell no. I mean, excuse my French. Oh, no, that's not going to work, especially with me, because I work. I mean, you work. I'm quite sure you're a hardworking man. You're a hardworking brother, just like me. I'm not about to give my stuff over to some lazy bum, because that's just laziness. That's what it sounds like to me.
So is there
because
a difference?
So
is there a difference between people that want it versus people that need it? Because there are some poor people that actually need help.
Yeah, there are people. I 100% agree with that. There are people that need help, but there are ones that can help themselves, but they just don't want to. And I see that where I work at the post office, where it's just the laziness is just off the chain. It's just unbelievable, especially with the younger generations, the so-called millennials and Gen Z. You know.
Well, don't and even try not to generalize, because, you know, there are so a lot of them that work really hard and do great things and are doing great things.
Yeah, you're right. I try not to. Yeah, so what can you do?
Nothing.
Go out and burn some stuff. You're right. So
not a thing. All right.
But yeah, that's all right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for letting me chime in.
All right, take care. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon, 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, talking text line, we got calls, we got the YouTube chat, and you.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Work this all the time.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 36 minutes after the hour. It's College Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. We want to help our young scholars get those scholarship dollars. I can't read straight today. All month long, we'll be highlighting local universities who offer full tuition scholarships and local organizations who help students find thousands of dollars in scholarships each and every year. So, to be sure, all you got to do is tune in to The Truth all month long so you don't miss this important information on how your student can go to college and be debt-free. College Scholarship Month on The Truth is sponsored by Marquette University. Be the difference at Educators Credit Union, achieving more together. G. Okay, I had to dump that right quick. Okay, so we both did it. Oh, well. (833) 212-1017 is the number, the joys of live radio. So let me hit the talking text line. So let me see, talking text line. There was considerable censorship during the COVID time. Yeah, it was. And also said, I'm enjoying the newest Ken Burns production on PBS, The American Revolution, talk about debate. I got it. I get it. But I'm looking for a broader point of view. I'm looking for a broader point of view when it comes to history. There are so many other things that were happening during those particular times. And all of the history I see and all of the historical documentaries and all the other stuff I see constantly are from a predominantly white point of view. And there are other things that other people contributed, but we never see that. We have to see it in the guise of a movie or some other thing that's all black, and then nobody white watches it because they don't really believe that it's real, or they don't. I don't know why they do. And that's a problem for me. The reason it's a problem for me is because we have whitewashed history too long. And I get it. The victory goes to the spoils go to the victor. And if you win, you get to write the history. And I get that. I say just be accurate. And there's a lot of things that are not accurate about U.S. history. There are a lot of things that are lies, and they have become historical fact, and they need to be corrected. They need to be corrected. And until we do, Love Ken Burns. I think I've worked on a couple of productions, at least one of Ken Burns, when I was working out of Chicago. But for the most part, I don't take too kindly to it. I want history that is verified and not verified by other people who agree with that person, but actual documentation, you know, the historical way that you validate something that occurred, you know, those two or three levels that you need of verification. That's all. So, I won't be watching the American Revolution. Ann said, must admit, Islam scares me. Why? Have you heard about the backlash in Britain? Yes, young folks are ignorant. Don't call them ignorant because you don't. Well, ignorant means not knowing, so they may not know. That's true. They are ignorant of Korean border, Berlin Wall, Iron Curtain. Communists had to keep their populations prisoners, control all information. That's true. Also, did you know that, and these aren't, this is not occurring, trying to think of the right word so that I don't upset people. This is not occurring because they're believers in Islam. This is happening because they happen to be Islam. Militants in Nigeria are killing Christians all over the place. Nicki Minaj is going to the UN to talk about how she wants support from the U.S., from President Trump, and from other people to stop the killing of Christians in Nigeria. And it's been going on for a minute, like in the last decade. They've been killing a lot of Christians in Nigeria. And so when you watch, because I do, I love Netflix and I watch the African TV shows, and they've got some really good shows and, you know, dramas and movies from Nigeria, people are being killed. Those people that you see in the show about being Christian and loving Jesus and all that, they're getting killed because of that. And so instead of thinking to yourself, oh, that's not true, find out whether or not it's true or not. Don't just decide that you want to reject it because it doesn't fit your way of thinking. And I think if we did more of that, we would get along significantly better. Ann said the trouble with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. Margaret Thatcher. And she said, my hero. And I got into a bit of a dust up the other day, too, about men and women. Right. You have a woman. I choose a man. Why is it all men? Like somebody actually came up and said during the Truth Summit, why is it only men? And you know what I said to him? What do you think that I said to him? When somebody came up to me and said, well, look at the hosts. They're all men. What do you think my reply was? 833-212-1017 is the number. I mean, and I'll be glad to tell you. They asked me, why is there a panel? Now, there are other reasons why, but I'm of the thing that if you have one reason, then that one reason should be the reason. And all that other stuff is just extra stuff that don't matter and don't mean anything. In other words, if I got to come up with 5 or 10 reasons why, then that means one of those reasons by themselves is so weak that it shouldn't have made me change. Well, I got one reason, just one, why my Truth Host panel was all male.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Get me out, you get a show. There's so many bodies on the floor, so Maybe we should go and have some more. Are you down, did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down? Down, did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down. Everywhere I look at people's.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212. 1017 is the number. Hey, I want to remind you and let you know the Senate has agreed to pass a bill forcing the release of the Epstein files. We'll see. Is your name up in there, DJ Brother Z? What's going on? Every time I say it, he be like,
hell no.
He be looking like, he be giving me the, he gives me
accusations. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Oh, not my name, Ricky Bobby? Okay.
Are you out of your damn mind?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that's how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to play?
Yes, I do. I want to play. I'm just saying. So, people are shaking in their shoes. Now, you know who Larry Summers is? Used to work for the Clinton administration. Or was it the Obama administration? Anyway, and he used to be president of Harvard University. Now he's on the faculty there as an economics professor. He has basically, so when some of the emails broke with Epstein, they started saying, hey, like he was having conversations with him. Hey, DJ Brother Z, that's my dude. Like email him every day, what's going on, blah, 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 conversations back and forth. And they had some pretty risque conversations. And people are like, so let me get this right. Even after this dude got convicted and got the lightest sentence known to man in Florida, you still kept talking to him and was still friends with him? Wow. And sent emails and had conversations, asked for love advice, all kind of nonsense, relationship advice. Okay. A relationship with a pedophile. Anyway, so he kept having these conversations with him. So Larry Summers, like a day or two ago, said he is, quote unquote, teaching at Harvard and removing himself from public life. So all the boards he was on, all the committees he sat on, all the foundations, all that stuff, he tapped out. I'm done. Big time Democrat. He said, I'm tapping out. Right before we release the files? Got to start looking, see who people. You know, I think I've decided to retire. I have enough money, so I'm going to go somewhere and sit down. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. We know what's up. You know what's up? Somebody's name is in the emails, and there's information in those emails. Hey, bruh, I'll meet you Thursday, January 1st in the year 1911. I'll meet you down by the light on the corner on the left side of the street in the dark. What time your plane leaving? You're going to get all kind of crazy stuff. People that you didn't know. Oh, y'all hang out with him too? Okay. Because I told you, and I was telling somebody, that's how white people do. When people mess up in a white community, they instantly become an individual. That's why all you hear, I believe in individual rights. I believe in your power as an individual. And when you mess up, you're an individual. The only family they got is husband or wife and children. Maybe your mother-in-law, maybe your father-in-law, that's it. And they cut everybody else off. Mess up, poof, gone. And they be going back like 20 years, just like they're trying to do this black woman who sent an email to Jeffrey Epstein like 6 years ago. Oh, my God. She sent him an email. It sounds like they're friends. What are you talking about? Like what? You sent him an email. That's the same stuff Scott Walker did, right? Some guy on his staff sent an email like 10 years prior to being on his staff. And this guy had already been on the staff like 2 or 3 years. 10 years ago, he sent an email. And because they didn't like it, oh, my God, somebody, they may not like it. So they let him go. I'm like, what? Y'all got some standards that don't make any sense to me. Your standards are perfection. You mess up one time and you're done. Well, I know that feeling. But that's in most cases, that is why Black people work so hard to be perfect and to be above everything and to be above any scrutiny. But that's also why we get challenged at every single turn, because people try to find fault. And in white America and white culture, they tend to hold it against you. Yeah, but you know what he did, right? You know, like 12 years ago, he said something. 12 years ago, he did something. So, you know, you got to be careful. What? But now I understand why people don't talk in meetings and why people always agree about everything and nobody has any static. That's old school Ebonics for trouble or argument. You know, there's no static. There's no nothing. The problem is everything's mediocre. Everything becomes mediocre. Talking text line, that one guy said, most of my family are big and can't physically all fit in my house. So I have to schedule different times for them to come. Ha ha. Are you saying you have a fat family? You can't say fat. I said, why can't I say fat? It's a four-letter word, fat. Just like four-letter words like one, big, the, and fat. Okay. Melody said, the Smithsonian refused all antiquities or findings that were against the Columbus found America theory. Well, we know that that's not a theory. That's just an out-and-out lie. Like, historically, we already know Columbus didn't discover America. You had an Italian president who wanted something Italian, and they invented Columbus discovering America. Eh, at least you know, which is probably, we don't even celebrate Columbus Day anymore. It's Indigenous Peoples Day. Okay. Which is also an insult to me, because now you're saying that because you found me, I'm now legitimate. I don't get it. And say the quality of discourse nowadays is depressing. I miss William F. Buckley. William F. Buckley was pretty conservative, though. Not that was a bad thing or a good thing, but William F. Buckley was, yeah. I guess he was okay. He was all right. I guess he's okay. I don't know. Oh, well. 833-212-1017 is the number. Now, are you talking William F. Buckley Jr.? I'm assuming that's who you're talking about. Guy that used to work with CIA and all that stuff in National Review. Okay. All right. I'm just saying. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 is coming up in a little bit.